Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Sun Pharma has placed a big bet on the global stage. The drug maker acquired US-based Organon in an all-cash deal, the biggest ever by an Indian pharma company. Vishwanath Pilla lays out what Sun Pharma stands to gain from a stronger global portfolio to deeper access in key markets. Also read Swaraj Singh Dunjal's piece on why the deal signifies a broader trend. Indian companies, armed with strong balance sheets, are hunting for deals. India Inc.'s outbound deal value rose to $16.8 billion in 2025, the highest annual activity in nearly a decade. Swaraj also details how Sun Pharma's M&A playbook has evolved over the past 12 years, moving from a scale-driven consolidation in the 2000s to an innovation-led strategy in recent years. Two influential Tata Trusts are set to meet on May 8th. Debo Shichaki reports that the boards of the Sir Dorabji Tata Trust and Sir Ratan Tata Trust may discuss a fresh term for N. Chandrasekaran as chairman of the group holding company Tata Sons. Other possible issues the trusts might discuss include the functioning of Article 121A of Tata Sons' Articles of Association, the question of listing Tata Sons, and recent governance-related controversies involving trustees. Corporate performance is showing resilience despite the war in West Asia. Early fiscal fourth quarter earnings have delivered a pleasant surprise, with revenue growth at a three-year high and profits at a five-quarter peak, defying expectations that war would weigh more heavily on sales and profit, according to an analysis by Ravindra Sonavane. Aggregate quarterly revenue rose 12.3% from a year earlier, while profit increased 18.1%. Bhavya Dilipkumar reports that insurer ACCO has lined up ICICI Securities, Morgan Stanley and Kotak Securities as bankers for its planned initial public offering. ACCO is targeting a valuation of $2 to $2.5 billion and has raised more than $450 million from venture capital firms. A structural shift is underway in India's technology services industry. Indian IT companies added more large clients and closed strong deals in FY26. But that momentum failed to translate into revenue growth. Rishabh Shaw and Debangana Ghosh write that AI is now visible in revenue, but it isn't yet contributing to the firm's growth. In a conversation with Debangana, LTM, formerly LTI Mindtree, Managing Director Venulambu attributed the company's robust deal momentum in FY26 to displacing the incumbents with sharper AI-led solutions. And it's not just IT, the effects of automation are now showing up in the banking sector. Archishma Iyer reports that leading banks are trimming headcount as AI and digital processes boost productivity, allowing them to expand operations with fewer people. In the consumer tech space, a different type of growth is unfolding. Aryaman Gupta writes that the instant home services segment, which allows users to get domestic help at home, has crossed 10 million monthly active users. And finally, in a tribute to legendary photographer Raghu Rai, Rachna Singh, author of The Lensman's Memoir, writes that he did not merely photograph India, he helped us see it. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.